This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
I think there were some certain plays in there that, you know, that we just, they made some really good plays and we didn't do as well as we needed to do. We didn't get enough sacks. I think we had one sack, maybe two sacks. You want to get there and you want to get to them a little more. Hit a couple big passes on us, you know, hit the seam route there in the second to last drive. That was a disappointing one. And you know, you had a slip or whatever on the other one. That's tough, man. Don't expect those things to happen. Those are big plays. It's the chunk plays that have gotten us, you know, and they came up again in this game, and it's really disappointing. It's not something that should happen as much as it did. I mean, they gave up some chunk plays too in the back end, so it's football and it happens, but, you know, we don't want that to happen.
Yeah, the Freiermuth down to seam, that was third down play, and Aaron Rodgers converted on third and long on a couple of occasions. To Harbaugh's point about the sacks or lack thereof, they had two, but only three quarterback hits, and Lamar Jackson was sacked three times, was hit five times, and it goes back to the lack of pass rush, which has been a season-long dilemma, Nolan McGraw, and the inability of the defense to get that big stop, forced a big turnover, whatever they needed to do to get off the field. And yesterday was that season in a microcosm, for sure.
Right, so you look at the stat sheet, two sacks in there, but one of those was, Aaron Rodgers with the most head-scratching moment of the night, maybe, where it looked like he had the edge to scramble for a first down and just decided to back away and not go for it at the last second.
Yep.
I mean, even if you didn't think you were going to get the first down, you could still bend that corner enough to get a couple yards, maybe sets up a fourth and very short, a fourth and more manageable, but that was a gimme for Tavius Robinson there. So, yeah, I mean, situationally, all through the second half, when you really needed a pass rush the most, couldn't even get anywhere close. It's not like they got a hand on him and he slipped away and did his best Big Ben impression and, you know, extended plays like that. It was just all way too easy.
Let's get out to the phones. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope, other side of the glass, Vinny and Haney, but he's on vacation. Jonathan Gannon, by the way, out now as the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. Talk about a reset. Looks like Kyler Murray's going to be gone too. So that's a team that's rebuilding. You want to live that reality? Ravens fans, let's get out to the phones. 435-83-1057 is the number. The reality is the season's over. When we had great Super Bowl expectations, even Harv said pump the brakes way back when in a different way, but maybe he knew something we didn't all along. Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
All right.
Before I get to my quick recap of the game, I just want to say that for all the people saying that More specifically, the one caller not too long ago about saying we need to get rid of Lamar because of the playoff success. I want you, and this is me, kind of an open-ended question, is when has Lamar's individual performance affected them in a playoff game, causing them to lose? Disregarding 22, because that's when Huntley played. But last year, Andrews dropped the two-point conversion. The year before that, Zay Flowers fumbled out the end zone. Justin Tucker missed three field goals in crucial points in the other Buffalo Bills game. So, I mean, maybe what, one game that he didn't step up in the playoffs? I mean, am I wrong in that?
He did throw a pick six in that Bills game, by the way.
That would probably be the most egregious.
When they were going in for the tying touchdown.
But it also wasn't is that the defining play, do you think?
Of that game? Yeah, definitely.
Then he got knocked out of that game, too, right after that.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are giving Lamar too hard of a time based off of what I think they're upset because of the fact that he didn't play for part of this year. But by no means were we in a situation because of poor performance from Lamar from this year. So, I mean, I think it all goes down to the coordinators and the coaching. But anyway, before I my blood pressure gets too high, talking about the game yesterday, you know, I think it all started with the defense. I didn't see much before Hamilton even got hurt. I didn't see much from him. He made a couple good stops, but there were times where I'm like, where was Hamilton looking? Guys right behind him. Blown coverage. Marlon, I've said it all season long. He's good for one play every single game. And it was on that opening drive, or it was either the opening or the second drive for the Steelers where he had a good third down stop. And he wasn't seen the rest of the game except for the back of his jersey. So that played into it. But then obviously the loop of it all, I mean, you've got to keep the ball inbounds when on a kickoff. And this leads to my question, and then I'll hang up. Last year we saw with Justin Tucker that he was doing field goals, but then Jordan Stout was place kicking. So what, I mean, I guess, are they trying to just give him the most experience? But I thought Stout did a good job at doing that. So when we saw that this repeatable pattern of missing the landing zone or kicking it out of bounds, why didn't Harbaugh or any of the coaches say, hey, maybe we should go back to that since, you know, he seemed to do a pretty good job at that?
That's a very good question, Ryan. Thank you for the call, and I hope your blood pressure calms down. He goes, yeah, I'm going to get away from that, talk about the game, so my blood pressure goes down. And I think it's going to escalate a little bit. I don't know. I mean, Chris Horton's the special teams coordinator, but miss aside last night, I don't want to dismiss it because, you know, help them get eliminated from the playoffs, but that has been a season-long dilemma for Tyler Lue.
Yeah, and I didn't really consider that as a possibility to take him out of that and put Stout the punter. Yeah, it didn't even cross my mind, but I guess it is an option. But maybe that suggests that they are committed to him long-term, whether it's the fact that they spent a draft pick on him to begin with, and that's the reason why they want to see this out, or they, you know, stuck with him even when the kickoff stuff was shaky this year, that's a sign that, you know, this is their guy for the future. But I don't know, man. I mean, if it happens a couple times early in the year, like the first 5 weeks, and then you kind of smooth it out and get rid of it, I'd just chalk that up to, all right, he's a rookie and the rules are different in the NFL than they are in college. But it never really smoothed out. It was a thing here and there all throughout the season, and there's never a good time for it to happen, but it seemed like every time it did happen, it was almost detrimental.
Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Darren in D.C. Darren, what's happening?
Hey, guys. You know, well, first, how are you guys doing? And belated Happy New Year.
Yeah, like, same to you. I mean, just this is going with the flow. That's all you can do, you know.
Yeah, Bobby, this is Hazard Pay today and until something happens. But I'm going to say real quick, I appreciate the caller that was before me. That guy that was talking about get rid of Lamar, just because of the playoffs, I'm not even going to get into what Lamar has done. But what I will say is that it is time to move in another direction from a head coaching and general manager standpoint, because for John, this job was as easy as possible. All you have to do is get the best coordinators humanly possible and build this thing around Lamar and sit back and watch it cook. But John, he's a nice man. I've met him once. But he's always been in over his head with this job. And, you know, I've said he's been incompetent these last 5 years, if not longer now. But Eric Acosta gets no passes because you're the one that brought in Tyler Lue. You're the one that basically, in effect, took Cooper Rush over Jadeveon Clowney. You're the one that is like, we can do more with less on the offensive line. And this is a guy, and I'm going to say this, and I'll give other callers time. This is a guy that was groomed for this job. No Epstein. This is a guy that was groomed for this job. This wasn't somebody picked off the street. They overpaid him to stay in Baltimore. And we get this. Mr. Bisciotti, you need to go ahead and clean house, get coaches in there that can complement Lamar, that can get the standard back. Because I'm going to say this and I'm done. If everybody thinks that Mike Tomlin, and I love Mike as a leader of men, they had lost yesterday, if that field goal goes through, and by the way, look at the replay. It was a leverage that was not called on the field goal attempt. But going back to it, and I'll be done in 5 seconds. If they had lost that game, Mike Tomlin today would have been announced that he and the Steelers had parted ways. Why? Because he went for it in the first half instead of taking the points. Gentlemen, take care of yourselves.
All right, Darren, thank you very much. Yes, Lue makes that field goal. We're talking about the Ravens hosting Houston, probably still bitching to some level about the game. But in Pittsburgh, yeah, Mike Tomlin's probably the guy they want to talk about the most because they want to see him the least. And Boswell's getting raked over the coals. And he still may be, as a matter of fact. I don't know.
Right. You mentioned the decision to go for it over taking the points early, but you had to go for that. I mean, because of the penalty, you get down to what? The 2 yard line? The 1 yard line. Because the penalty was in the end zone. You know, you don't have.
And that was pass interference, by the way.
You know, you're an NFL team that considers yourself a playoff team, and you don't have one play that you can draw up to get in there. The decision to go for it was correct. The play call, horrendous. I mean, what? Swinging it out there to, was it Gainwell on the outside with only one blocker, but two defenders in front of him? No, I mean, that was ridiculous. And even more egregious. Second half, burning all your timeouts. All right, there's something going on with Rodgers' helmet and the communication. But to your point here, the Ravens win that game yesterday. I agree. I think Tomlin's on the outs. And everyone's screaming, you blew it late. Why is this communication thing with the helmets popping up? Why us? Why does that happen here? What was with the play call decision? Why didn't you veto that early on? You know, or if you didn't have a good play call, then take the points. You know, I mean, I think there was so much up in the air. So for me to sit there on my couch and watch them celebrate and Tomlin to be doing the rah-rah thing after
kiss
the game,
at the camera.
Kiss, I'm like, give me a break, man.
Exactly. And also, like, how does your defense allow the Ravens' best receiver to get behind you twice in the fourth quarter? Main one. Guess that's all that matters. We'll come back. Buy or sell. Then more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Coming up 1 o'clock, NFL lunch. Got Childs Walker from the Baltimore Banner. We'll look at our picks. And then Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer. Heads are rolling, man, in the NFL with the coaches. Jonathan Gannon, latest to go. John Harbaugh, I'm guessing he's not going to be fired, but some assistants probably should be sweating a little bit today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Buy or sell time here on this Monday, first Monday of the calendar year 2026. Ravens season is over. Comes to an abrupt, frustrating, inevitable end at Pittsburgh last night. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope, other side of the glass. Vinny's on vacation. Before we get to the many sports subjects, Nolan, where's the New Year's money after these holidays sucking us dry?
See a lot of green here today, actually. S&P 500 is up 54. Dow Jones is up 730. Under Armour up 4 cents. DraftKings up $1.02. Man, big jump there. As far as the sports topics, starting the NFL, Brian Flores, retread candidates, his name going to be towards the top of the list, has established himself as a premier defensive coordinator since his exit from Miami as their head coach a few years back. Once again, generating head coach interest ahead of this upcoming cycle. But Minnesota, they don't want him to leave. They're going to make a strong push to throw as much money as possible at him, try to get him to stick around. But if you're him, why would you pass up the chance to re-enter the head coaching world? With that in mind, though, Mike Florio here, I think, made an interesting point. If you're Flores, got to be pretty selective. You know, there's only so many guys that get one opportunity to be a head coach. The ones that fail even less get an opportunity or a second chance to redeem themselves. But I think Flores' situation does lend itself to that. But if he fails at a second stint, that's it. There's no coming back from that. You can't be a head coach if you fail twice. So for Florio's point, don't just take any job that's available. Make sure it's one that works for you and your situation. Buy or sell, Flores will actually wind up back with Minnesota because the right opportunity will not be there.
I will soft buy that. Because I was reading this morning, as Pete Carroll was relieved of his duties with the Raiders, the de facto GM there, it's the guy's name, Spytrak, who was with Tom Brady in Tampa. He keeps his job. Carroll's gone. But I think Brady and Flores were in New England together, if I'm not mistaken. So people are trying to connect dots possibly there. And they do have the number one pick in the draft. They got a pissed off Max Crosby. We talked about it earlier, even though they have their number one pick. No ideal quarterback. There's not a can't-miss quarterback in this year. He'll get approached, but after the disaster he had in Miami where they picked Tua over him, yeah, I might be. As a matter of fact, I'll buy that he stays in Minnesota, because if O'Connell fails with J.J. McCarthy, maybe he slides into that one. I don't know.
Over to Major League Baseball, reading a recent piece here from our friend Mike Exisa with CBS Sports, writing about the Orioles, their offseason moves so far. Have they done enough already to be considered true contenders in the American League? Well, he seems to agree with us. One more notable pitching move should have the rotation in great shape, and the next order of business would be rounding out the bullpen. As he writes here, quote, "You can see there's room for improvement with the middle group of their relievers, particularly Yennier Cano. The effectiveness has waned there. The top free agent relievers have already signed. Among the best available remaining are guys like former Orioles Danny Coulomb and Sir Anthony Dominguez. And we've already seen the Orioles reunite with Andrew Kittredge, but that was through a trade. So Elias was willing to bring back a reliever that he already parted with. Buy or sell, Bob, Dominguez or Coulomb will return as well."
I'm selling it, because Coulomb's got arm problems. Even when he was in Minnesota last year, he got shut down with forearm stuff, and they decided to move on from him. Didn't he get traded to Texas? Anyway, Dominguez, he got all the stuff in the world in regards to velo and, you know, spin rates. Can't throw strikes. So now I'm selling that either comes back. And yes, I agree with Mike, and I agree with me and you. That's what we say. It's our opinion. Get a Suarez, get a Valdez, got to swing another trade, so be it. Then you start the Wells and the Povich and the Brandon Youngs. They all kind of become bullpen pieces for you and depth pieces for your rotation, because the harsh reality is starting pitchers get hurt for the most
part. Time for one more here. College football playoff hasn't disappointed from an outcome standpoint, but maybe some of the games themselves not the most thrilling from start to finish. Even still, we've got a continuing trend here from what happened in 2024, well, I guess 25 now into 26. Teams with that first round bye are now 1-7. Indiana is the only example between last year and this year of a team that had the first round bye to actually win their first game. But it should be noted that the format has changed, whereas last year, the betting lines, it was all topsy-turvy. You had all these teams with first round byes, but they were still favored to lose in that second round because they were, you know, weaker teams that maybe didn't deserve the first round bye. So the structure has changed where it actually reflects a proper playoff schedule, but even still, not the result you would expect with only one team actually advancing. Buy or sell, still too early, in the 12-team era to draw conclusions about the impact of the first round
bye. I'm going to buy that. And I think we're closer to parity, too, with the NIL and transfer portal. I mean, the teams that just go out, the Alabamas, the USCs, insert power, Michigan, Ohio State, where they just go out and recruit every five-star, and then their grandmother. Now there's more parity because of teams, Indiana, for instance, can generate enough NIL money. They could compete in the portal and maybe convince guys to stick around. So I think it's too early to come to an absolute where having a first-round bye is detrimental to you. And I was just looking at this real quick, Nolan. If Miami beats Ole Miss, and they are 3.5-point favorites, championship games at Hard Rock Stadium. Their own dojo.
Could have both the Super Bowl and the CFP.
At Santa Clara.
Right. Could both have the home team represented.
How about that? So that's going to be fun to watch. Playoffs resume on Thursday. And then again on Friday, we'll be talking about that over the course of the week. But when we return, season's over for the Ravens and a lot of other teams. But not every team was one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. Ravens were. They're donezo. Phone calls are next. NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. Childs Walker from the Baltimore Banner. Open locker room at 2 o'clock. Coaches are getting fired. I don't see John Harbaugh losing his job. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Cleaning out lockers, so open locker room at 2 o'clock today. We'll see how things unfold over the next few days, weeks, in regards to the future of the team. We know the business decisions that are going to have to be made. Got to renegotiate Lamar's contract, or you have no cap space, basically, to do anything. Let's get out to the phones. Go to Daryl in Baltimore. Daryl, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
All right.
Hey, I'm not doing too well today, man. So I want to vent on a couple of things, man, if you guys allow me to.
Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, I want to talk about the defense first. Then I want to get to Luke. That'll look late. The defense, man. To me, he's over his head. On third down, he can't get off the field. He's always got guys playing back in coverage and letting guys run wide open in the middle, man. I just think this is too much for him, man. I had enough of him. We need to move on and get another defensive coordinator, man, to help this defense out. Because I just don't think – I think he's over his head, man. I think he's over his head.
And I don't think there are a lot of people out there disagreeing with that assessment right now.
No. Yeah. And the Tyler Loop thing, here's the problem I have with Loop. Okay, you've been having these problems all year long, man, kicking the ball out of bounds and all that kind of stuff. And then even when he was making his field goals, they were not always right down the middle. So he always was pulling them to the right or pulling them to a certain way. And I even said one time, somebody said, well, he's making them. I said, yeah, but his technique, if something's wrong with his technique or something, man, because, and then he didn't get better. So you didn't get better all season with this. So that's what I have a problem with. You're a rookie and all that, but you got to get better, man. And I didn't see him get the same mistakes he was making all season, and you didn't get better with him.
Yeah, and right after, thanks, Daryl, for the call. Right after they had taken the lead for the first time, well, the first touchdown of Flowers, he kicks the ball out of bounds. It has been a season-long dilemma, which proved to be detrimental to them in the field position battle. And when you have a shaky defense, the last thing you want to do is give the opposing team the ball on the 35-40-yard line all the time.
Right. And look, I know the new rules are part of it, and imagine you're seeing guys kick more kickoffs out of bounds now since the rule change, whereas if it happened under the old rules, it was like, oh, my God, what the hell happened? Like, that ball just clearly came off your foot wrong. But now there's some strategy to trying to get it in the landing zone. Even still, the point is that the job of the kicker now is even more important. It's not just as simple as you have to be clutch, hitting game-winning field goals, and have some good reliability from distance. That's still part of it. But the ante is constantly being one-upped. I mentioned Aubrey in Dallas. Like, what he's doing, making 50, 55-yarders
look like... Cam Little's the dude right now.
Well, isn't that kind of the point? You could make the case for either one of those guys, and then maybe, I mean, all right, Boswell missed the extra point, but he's had a pretty long stretch here of being one of the more reliable kickers in the league. Butker and KC had a good run there. So, you know, there's top kickers. The expectation is that, you know, 50-55 is the new 40-45. And when Luke came up short from 56 a couple weeks ago, maybe that should have been the first warning sign.
And by the way, because I was going to say it at the time, but I forgot. I believe it was Tony brought up Steven Hauske, and the Ravens got rid of him for Billy Cundiff. Hauske went to Seattle and got himself a Super Bowl ring when it was all said and done. Let's go to Chris at Parkville. Chris, what's happening?
Gentlemen, Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you.
Wish it would be a little happier. I think, you know, we've seen this movie before. It's been happening for several years, and the same thing keeps happening. We're kicking the can down the field, so to speak. I think it's pretty much when changes don't happen organically within your team, you need to make change. And I think this is a perfect time to do so. I don't think the people that want Lamar gone or whatever, that's not the problem. I don't think, and you guys touched on that earlier, but I think it's just they need one of these up-and-coming coordinator level, one of these young offensive minds, because the window is closing. Lamar is not getting any younger. So that's my take on that.
All right, Chris, thanks for the call. And, all right, getting rid of John Harbaugh means you're going to be cleaning out your coaching staff. Got it. You get rid of Lamar on top of getting rid of Harbaugh. How attractive is this Ravens job all of a sudden to someone that wants their first? Now you're in a rebuild because you have uncertainty at your quarterback position. And say what you want about Tyler Huntley, and yeah, he beat Green Bay and Chicago and should be commended for that to playoff teams. But again, he was the fifth quarterback on Cleveland's training camp depth chart. DaCosta turned out to be one of his bonehead mistakes this offseason, gave Cooper Rush money. And he was dreadful, wasn't even active for the final few weeks. Same with Joe Nopum on the offensive line. So DaCosta did have some whiffs. But you get rid of Lamar, you're basically saying we're going to rebuild for a year or two.
Yeah. No, it takes it from maybe the most attractive job to just another job. I mean, the only thing that I could think of that maybe makes the Baltimore job a little bit different than others available is that you would look at the track record that we keep talking about and the Ravens' loyalty to head coaches. So, again, I mean, you got to earn your way to 18 years in like Harbaugh did. But if you're a first-time candidate, maybe you're looking at Baltimore and saying, all right, well, at least I'm going to get a little more runway to try to figure this out. Whereas I take a job with one of these teams that's been crappy forever, you know, they need immediate change within a year, 2 years, and then I'm out. Baltimore, you still have the high expectations, but if I do succeed or I show some growth, I feel a little more secure going there than maybe another team.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Chris in Catonsville. Chris, thanks for holding. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope here on Vinny and Haney. Vinny's on vacation, and the Ravens are on vacation, too, until the next season starts.
Yeah, so what were the Ravens before Lamar took over for Joe? The
4-5 years.
They
were 4-5 at the time.
And the 2 years before that, they were a pretty middling team. And then he went, 6-1 when he took over?
Yep, won the division.
And then the next year with him starting, they only lost one game. They lost the last game because it wouldn't gain them anything. Anybody there remember when they asked Lamar, what does the team need to do for him? He was asked that question, and his answer was, get me more good offensive linemen. And that went in one ear and out the other. They basically have wanted to get him better receivers. What Lamar does, the hardest thing going from college to pro is the windows you throw into. Lamar, because of the dual threat, makes those windows larger. And if they had the offensive line to actually opening up holes, his dual threat with being able to hold the ball, advance towards the line of scrimmage, make the linebackers come up to him, make the safeties come up, and then him lobbing the ball over him would be so much more effective, particularly with an offensive line that could sustain blocks. Better receivers is a help, but I think better linemen would have been a better help to Lamar.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Lamar has asked for an upgraded receiver. I believe you mentioned D-Hop and OBJ by name during the last contract negotiation. But to his point, the offensive line was a struggle this year, especially in pass protection. I mean, run blocking. I mean, first half last night, they looked like the last year's offensive line. Is Derrick Henry wasn't getting contact until he was past the line of scrimmage. Second half, I mean, Pittsburgh did make some necessary adjustments, I guess, and slowed him down. But the O-line, Rosengarten, not good. Falele, and they showed the PF Pro Football Focus rankings when they were doing, hey, I'm a Joe Blow from What's the Matter You. I mean, Linderbaum rated highly amongst Pro Football Focus. Then again, I'm not smart enough to understand what any of that even means. I do the eye test like everybody else does.
It all started with the O-line this year. I mean, that maybe you could say that's where the conversation starts and ends, because if you didn't have the proper O-line, then everything else is just terrible from there. And I think last night's a perfect example. Like that first drive of the night, everything I could have asked for. Lamar, a little short, quick stuff, get it out, get into a rhythm. Henry was rolling. All right, we got our groove back. There's that Ravens offense from the last couple of years that can dominate and steamroll anyone, control and eat up all the clock. And then it goes away, and it's gone for all of the second quarter, pretty much all of the third, and it doesn't show up again until it's absolutely necessary in the fourth. And we've seen that many times this year where there's flashes of the Ravens you expect, and then it disappears. And I just have a hard time believing that it's anything other than the O-line being at the root cause of that. I mean, they just haven't even attempted. You mentioned the run blocking being better than pass blocking, sure. But I don't even think that that's been as good as years past, because they haven't trusted it enough to do any of their typical read plays. I mean, when Lamar busted out that one read where they got Watt to crash down on Henry, that was like maybe one of the only times they did it last night. Certainly one of the few times they've done it in the second half or pretty much all of this year. It's just been non-existent from their offense.
We'll come back, take more of your phone calls, 410-583-1057. It's the number. Then it's NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. Charles Walker from the Baltimore Banner. He'll join us, do a post-mortem on the Ravens season that wasn't, in regards to Super Bowl hopes, picks. Then Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer. Heads are rolling in the NFL. Coaches are getting fired. Should John Harbaugh be one of Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope, and he's on vacation. Let's go to Marvin in Baltimore. Marvin, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, Bob and Nolan and 105.7 The Fan. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, man, you're good.
Awesome, man. Well, Happy New Year, guys. I just want to touch a couple of topics, man, because I'm a fanatic like a lot of the real fans are. So I just wanted to put that out there that if you don't like the Ravens no more, cool. Have a great day. exit is right there. It's open. Today is Black Monday. It's normally Purple Monday. It should be Purple Monday. But the kid, Luke, man, I got to, you know, he's a rookie. He's young. I watched the interview. It hurt to see him. You know, you can see the hurt on his face. So I prayed for him. I hope he'll be all right. So I say all that to say, you know, Baltimore, we love dancing and we love praising, you know, the team and loving when we do well. It helps the city ignite and, you know, unite together as one, you know, like, so keep winning team, you know, keep putting together a winning team, but the front office got to go, man. And opinions of a lot of my OGs, they say they got to go, man. And the reason the front office has to go or get shaken up, somebody got to get fired today. Sorry, man, but a lot of the guys think it's John Harbaugh. And we love you, Harbaugh, because you brought us the chip, man. 2012, we'll never forget you, but your message might got stale, bro. Excuse my slang, but this is our talk. We're in Baltimore. You feel me? My real ones know I'm from the West Side, and we represent every day. So if y'all want to see real stories, follow on Instagram. I'm the Marvelous One. That's my tag. And Roll Tide, man. Go Orioles. I love y'all. Thank y'all shows for every day, you know, giving us hope, giving us faith, and giving us the real. Because all y'all shows give different enlightenment and empowerment to the community. So let's keep building Baltimore. We going to still dance, y'all. We going to watch the Super Bowl. We going to party. But our team hurt us. Leap hurt us. Leap killed us. Tucker would have won the game, y'all. And we know it. So forgive Tucker, too. So, I mean, y'all have a great day. I got to go to work, man. Make some money. Holler at y'all at the top. Woo! All right.
There's Marvin. Marvelous Marvin. Invoking memories of the Marvelous Marvin Hagler, one of my all-time favorite pugilists for sure, but he wants the front office gone, and I guess that means Eric DaCosta, because they're not going to fire the entire front office. But does someone need to be sacrificed in a executive position, or is it more of a sideline thing? Because a caller earlier said, hey, look, Eric DaCosta's been in the organization for years and was groomed for all intents and purposes, to replace Ozzie. And if memory serves, I don't even think Ozzie was ready to leave at the time in regards to the GM. Still has a, you know, role within the organization. But DaCosta had opportunities to bounce, and Steve Bisciotti did not want that to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I have a hard time seeing them move on from DaCosta. I mean, to me, if a change is going to come, it would be more of the coaching variety. But maybe if you're in for the coaching staff, you say, well, what's the harm in the full reset? But at that point, I mean, I don't know. The core of your roster should remain the same. Your star, of course, will still be Lamar Jackson. You build around that. I mean, if this had completely bottomed out and you knew that, like, Lamar was about to be a pending free agent and you had no chance of keeping him, or you didn't have any intentions of keeping him, then maybe you could open the door for a full reset at that point. But with the way the roster looks, I think a coaching change would be probably about it.
What do you think, Nolan? Time for another call?
We got a break.
All right, we got a break. We'll come back. NFL Lunch. Child Walker is going to be joining us. We'll look at our picks. Got Jason Cole. We'll squeeze some calls in before we get out of here at 2 o'clock, and then Inside Access will take over. A lot of coaches lost their jobs today, and we're not. Hey, he sucks. I mean, it's a tough gig. You got to operate. You got to move to the next destination. But some familiar names and some guys who maybe did run their course in their respective teams. Ravens, they're done, unfortunately, for 2025 as we're into the calendar year of 26. What's the next move for Steve Bisciotti? Bob Hedy, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.